When I first meet with an engaged couple preparing for marriage, I'll ask them to tell me about themselves, tell me how they met, and they'll say something about themselves, about their fiancé. And then I may also ask them, why do you want to marry this person? Now, normally they look at each other, smile, and try to describe why this is the person they want to marry. And those two questions I ask them, I'm asking the couple for two different types of knowledge. Knowledge about, and then personal knowledge, that second one of why this person. Now that knowledge about is easier to put into words than that personal knowledge. It's hard to kind of put that in words. And though that personal knowledge is deeper, that knowledge about is fundamental. It would be very odd for a person to say, I want to know you personally, but I'm not interested in really knowing about you or all that stuff. What do you mean you don't want to know about me? Then you don't really want to know me personally. Saw that video at the beginning, right before Mass, where Father Scalia mentioned many know Jesus personally, but then others just know him about him by reputation, which is even one more far removed of reputation. It may be true, it may be not. But we want to know about Jesus, about him truly, so that we can come to know him personally. Now, in Acts, our first reading, Paul and Barnabas are going around preaching Jesus Christ. He suffered death, rose on the third day, and wants to draw others into that saving work. And their message about Jesus is to bring people to that personal knowledge of Jesus. But it would be odd of saying, I don't really want to know Jesus personally if I don't really want to know about him. Because that knowledge about Jesus, that true knowledge about who he is essential for me then to make that go deeper in my relationship with him. Also, when I've met with engaged couples, I've never had an engaged couple, one of them say, well, I know him or I know her perfectly. I completely understand him or her. If one of them did say that, the relationship may end pretty quickly. Because, what do you mean you know everything about me? I'll show you know everything about me. That in any relationship with a person, whether human person or divine person, you and I can always grow in deeper knowledge about deeper and deeper personal knowledge of that other person. You and I can't have comprehensive knowledge of anyone. And that's the beauty of being persons. You can always go deeper. There's always something new I can learn about the other. There's always some new personal knowledge I can experience with them. And I can't capture them, who they are, fully in words. They go beyond that. And that knowledge about them leads me to personal knowledge of them. And then personally knowing them, I want to know more about them. And it keeps going back and forth and growing. Now, our homily series we start this week, titled Being Church, we're focusing this week on the importance of about knowing the church comes forth from Jesus. Well, we need to know about Jesus before we can go any farther. That importance of knowledge about leads to personal knowledge. And when those are growing, the more and more those two grow and feed off of one another, that love doesn't just remain between me and Jesus. It overflows. In the gospel, Jesus says, as I have loved you, so you should love one another. This is how all will know you are my disciples, if you love one another. Love one another as I love you. One thing Jesus is saying here is the more deeply you know about me and the more personally you know me, the more personally you experience my love for you, that love will spill over into other areas of your life, spill over in how you interact with others. You will love others as I love you. I love you with the grace-filled divine love, and that's to spill over in your relationships with others. But Jesus doesn't just say, well, do this, love like me, and we'll figure it out. I'll keep it abstract, just a concept. He shows you and me. It's right before Jesus, before this passage, this is the Last Supper. Jesus gives himself in the Eucharist, which points to the cross where God is glorified definitively on the cross. We come to the cross at every Mass that Jesus concretely shows us, love one another as I have loved you. We come to the cross, and then in Holy Communion, he's pouring out his love into our hearts. He's saying, I give you my life, my love. I'm not holding anything back. Receive this so that you can love as I love, with the divine love. So I know about the Lord, so I can gain him personal knowledge, and then that personal knowledge, personal love knowledge, then is to spill over in how I interact with others, to know about personal knowledge and then loving others. And even though the loving others and the personal knowledge are probably the ones more attractive, like, yeah, I just want to stay in these two, that knowledge about is so essential, so foundational, because it's really the foundation for the others two to blossom, to grow. So my challenge for everyone this week is to grow in knowledge about Jesus Christ. And one way in particular to learn more about Jesus Christ is to read next Sunday's Gospel from John chapter 14. I'll mention at the end of Mass again. But at some point, read that passage of the Gospel from Jesus' Last Supper discourse. He's saying something about himself, about the Father, about the Holy Spirit. Perhaps read the good news before you read the world news one day this week. Or read the good news as a family, the gospel passage, maybe before a meal, after a meal, sometime you're together. But the more you and I know about Jesus Christ, the more our desire for personal knowledge of him will be enkindled. The more you and I know about Jesus Christ, we will be able to grow in love of one another as Jesus loves us, as he continues to love us with the divine, grace-filled love.